February 24th through March 1st. 2 Nephi chapters 26 through 30. A marvelous work and a wonder. Remember that the home should be the center of gospel learning. Your personal and family study of 2 Nephi chapters 26 through 30 should be the basis of your preparation to teach. Plan ways to build upon, reinforce, and encourage the personal and family study of the people in your class. Invite sharing. At the beginning of the lesson, give class members a chance to share something from 2 Nephi chapters 26 through 30 that they found meaningful as they studied at home. For example, you could ask them to briefly share a verse that helped them understand our day and the challenges we face. Teach the doctrine. 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 24 through 28, and verse 33. Everything the Lord does is motivated by His love for us. If you feel inspired to discuss Nephi's teachings about the Lord's love, you could try this. After reading 2 Nephi chapter 26, verse 24 together, invite class members to make lists of things that Jesus Christ has done for them that were motivated by love. How does He draw all men unto Him? What do we feel inspired to do in response to His expressions of love? The Lord's invitations in 2 Nephi chapter 26, verses 24 through 28 and verse 33 are powerful evidence of His love. One way you might help class members discover these invitations is to ask them to condense the Lord's message in these verses into a one-sentence summary. Perhaps a few class members would be willing to share their summaries. How might these verses influence the way we invite others to come unto Christ? Encourage the class to record some of their thoughts and feelings. To help invite the Spirit, consider playing a recording of a hymn about the Savior's love, such as Come Unto Jesus in Hymns No. 117, while class members are pondering. 2 Nephi chapter 27, chapter 29, and chapter 30, verses 3 through 8. The Book of Mormon is essential to God's latter-day work. People in your class may need a little help understanding the prophecy in 2 Nephi chapter 27 about a sealed book and a learned man. The historical account and additional resources might help. Would it work for your class if a few class members briefly dramatized the events described in this account and in 2 Nephi chapter 27 verses 15 through 22? Why might Nephi have been shown these events so many years in advance? What does Nephi's prophecy teach us about the importance of the Book of Mormon? Encourage class members to share with each other how they gained their own testimonies of the Book of Mormon. Has anyone in your class had an experience with inviting someone to read the Book of Mormon that they could share? What are some reasons someone might not accept an invitation to read the Book of Mormon? The Lord's response to one such reason is found in 2 Nephi chapter 29, verses 6 through 11. You could invite class members to read these verses and then role-play how they might lovingly respond to someone who says that the Book of Mormon is not necessary. What other ideas do class members have about how they can help others know that the Book of Mormon is a blessing unto them from the hand of God? See 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 6. 2 Nephi chapter 28. Satan seeks to deceive. This week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families suggests searching for Satan's lies described in 2 Nephi chapter 28. Perhaps class members could share what they found, or they could scan 2 Nephi chapter 28 in class and list Satan's lies that they identify. It might also be helpful to let them work in small groups to find scriptures that refute these deceptions. If they need help, you could share the suggestions in additional resources. Then the groups could share with each other what they found and discuss how they can detect the adversary's false and vain and foolish doctrines. See 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 9. Encourage learning at home. Class members might be inspired to read 2 Nephi chapters 31 through 33 if they know that these chapters contain Nephi's last recorded words, including one of the simplest yet most comprehensive descriptions of the doctrine of Christ. Additional resources. Then shall the learned say, I cannot read it. 2 Nephi chapter 27, verse 18. In February 1828, Martin Harris, a friend of Joseph Smith, took a, quote, journey east to New York City with a transcription of some of the characters on the golden plates to show them to scholars. Perhaps he wanted additional reassurance that the plates were authentic, or he may have thought a testimonial would help them borrow money to publish the translation. In any event, he insisted that the Lord had prompted him to make the trip. At the time, neither Joseph nor Martin knew much about the language on the plates. They knew only as much as the angel Moroni had told Joseph, that it was an ancient American record. Thus, rather than seeking a scholar with a knowledge of Egyptian, Joseph later learned that the language on the plates was called Reformed Egyptian. Martin visited several scholars with an interest in antiquities, especially American antiquities. Among the scholars Martin visited was Charles Anthon, a young professor of grammar and linguistics at Columbia College. Anthon had been collecting American Indian stories and speeches for publication and was eager to inspect the document Martin brought him. Martin claimed that Anthon declared the characters authentic until he learned how Joseph Smith had acquired them. He suggested Martin bring him the plates. Martin refused, and Anthon replied, paraphrasing a verse in Isaiah, I cannot read a sealed book. Though Anthon later denied the details of Martin's account of their meeting, we do know this. Martin came away from his visits with the Eastern scholars more convinced than ever that Joseph Smith was called of God and that the plates and characters were ancient. He and Joseph viewed the visit to Anthon as a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, also mentioned in the Book of Mormon itself, of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. See Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11. See also 2 Nephi chapter 27, verses 15 through 18. End quote. From the Contributions of Martin Harris, Revelations in Context, 2016, pages 3 through 4. On history.churchofjesuschrist.org. Scriptures that refute Satan's deceptions. Please refer to the table on page 28 that lists examples of false doctrine and true doctrine. Improving our teaching. Don't be afraid of silence. Quote, good questions take time to answer. They require pondering, searching, and inspiration. The time you spend waiting for answers to a question can be a sacred time of pondering. Avoid the temptation to end this time too soon by answering your own question or moving on to something else. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 31.